Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for the opportunity of visiting with you today for the Bible study time at this 8 o'clock service from the Crockett Church of Christ. The Crockett Church of Christ is located in Tate County, out west of Senatobia, on Highway 4 West. We invite you to come to our services this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock this evening, please. And 7 o'clock on Wednesday night will be Bible study class time. We invite you to come to the Crockett Church of Christ anytime, and we look forward to seeing you there at any time during that period of time. This is Robert Rawson speaking. I preach for the Crockett Church of Christ, and we invite you to come to our services this morning beginning at 9:30, 10:30, and then 6 o'clock this evening. What about being born again? What about a new way of life? Paul talked about that new way of life in Romans 6 when he said, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein?" Notice that he says that they were dead to sin. And they were made dead to sin by being baptized into the death of Christ and raised to walk in newness of life. Well, in that case of Romans 6, he's reminding them that what they did was something they should cling to and they should hope for because they obeyed the Lord faithfully. In the book of John, chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, we read regarding the nature of the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches that one must be born anew or born from above in order to see the kingdom of God. And then in John 3 at verse 5, Jesus taught that one must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. In each of these verses, Jesus is talking about something that is new. Something that begins anew, born anew, is the same thing as being born of water and of the Spirit. As a result of that, there will be entrance into the kingdom of God's dear Son. In Colossians 1 at verse 13, he thanks God that we have been born anew and that we have been found to be entrance into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And as a result of that, he tells us that we should be people who are thankful that we can tell others. And so he urges the brethren there at Colossae to go over and visit the Laodiceans and see the letter that he wrote to them. And as a result of that, they can see that they're in the kingdom of God's dear Son, and he is in the church of the Lord. In Colossians 3 and 1 and verse 13, to the church of God which is at Colossae. And so it is, the church of God at Colossae is the same as the kingdom of God's Son, which is at Colossae as well. Notice there in Colossians 3, Colossians 1:13, and also Colossians 4 and verse 16. We simply find that the new birth is that experience by which we enter into the kingdom of God. It's not based upon feelings, not based upon mannerisms of life. It's based upon the idea of being connected with the Lord and with the Christian religion in general, that we conclude that baptism plays some part in this new birth. And the new birth of Jesus Christ as water and the Spirit is essential in entering into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Since baptism is a part of this new birth, as we see there, as Paul explains it in Romans chapter 6, and had already explained in John chapter 3, it is the case that we find that this new entrance into the kingdom was to occur. Are you in the kingdom of God's dear Son? I'm in the kingdom of God's dear Son as I'm in the church of the Lord, as I find myself in the church of the Lord preaching the gospel here at the Crockett congregation. I would not be here if I did not use the Bible and teach the Bible and use the Bible verses at all. I would not be allowed to be preaching here at this local place. But I'm allowed to be entering into the kingdom and being a part of God's dear Son. And that's the idea. When Peter and the other apostles preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost, many were guilty in their sins. They realized they had crucified the Lord, and they believed that the gospel convicted them of their sins. And being thus convicted of sin, they asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do to get these sins remitted, forgiven of us? What shall we do and how shall we be? Jesus there is speaking through Simon Peter. And Simon Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Promise was unto them and to those who were far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He's still calling today people to come to the kingdom, be a part of the kingdom of God's dear Son, and of the church of the Lord, because that's what he's talking about in the whole situation of the new birth. When we receive baptism, we find ourselves looking forward to the hope of the soul. When it is noted there in Colossians 1 at verse 13, God be thanked, we are finding ourselves thanking God for the privilege of being born anew and entering into the kingdom of his dear Son. If someone finds himself thinking that the kingdom is the difference in the church, and the kingdom is away from the church, and the church is away from the kingdom, we're not reading the scripture as fully as we should. Jesus gave unto Simon Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, Jesus built one institution. He gave the keys of the kingdom to his apostles, and to particularly Simon Peter, who preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. The fact that he saw that he would build his church and that he would give them the keys of the kingdom, no matter if he were not here himself, he would see that the kingdom was established. And thus Jesus promised them that this would be the case. When you and I find the kingdom of God's dear Son, we'll find it in the church of our Lord. And we'll find the relationship to the Lord to be so strong and so good, that's the way that we will be. In Acts chapter 8, there's a conversion of an Ethiopian eunuch who had gone to Jerusalem to worship according to the old law of Moses. As he had gone to Jerusalem to worship, he found himself in a chariot riding back toward Ethiopia, which would be home from Jerusalem. And when the preacher found him, he knew nothing about Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of God. And when Philip there was with him, Philip was inspired to prophesy and to teach him about the man who came from God, who identified himself in the church or the kingdom. And as a result, we'll find that this particular conversion says to this man that he needs to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins and enter into the church, which is the kingdom of God's dear Son. And so it is here that he finds himself in a practical demonstration of the birth of the water and the Spirit and the new way of life that he was to pursue. This Ethiopian eunuch found himself rejoicing, going on his way rejoicing. He was happy that he was now in relationship with the kingdom of God's dear Son. Jesus talked about money in Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 through 26. He talked about the place of money and how that a rich man could not enter into the kingdom of heaven, and how that it would be virtually impossible for this to take place because he trusted so in his money. He said it's easier. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But when the disciples heard this, at any time they asked, why then, who then can be saved? Why would we turn to the Lord in that way? And Jesus explained to them how that to be saved and entering into the kingdom were one and the same. All who are saved in the kingdom of God and all who are in the kingdom of God are the saved. In Acts 2, verses 41 through 47, we learn that the saved are added to the church, day by day, those that are being saved. And in John 3, at verse 5, we learn that born of water and the Spirit enters one into the kingdom. And since being saved and being in the kingdom are one and the same, it follows that you and I, being born of water and the Spirit, simply means that you and I have been saved from our sins, and we have been added by the Lord to His kingdom and to His church. The relationship of that kingdom and church in Colossians 1 at verse 13 is identified as a letter written to them. And Paul says, I want you to take this letter I wrote to you over to Laodicea and see that the brethren at Laodicea read this and get the letter from them that I wrote to them earlier and bring it back to Colossae. They were doing that because they were in the church of the Colossians. They were in the kingdom of His dear Son. They were in the kingdom relationship and the church relationship at the very same time. Colossians 1:13, Colossians 4, and verse 16. Think about that just a minute. Why have you not been taught that that is the case? Why have you not read these verses? Colossians 1:13 and Colossians 4, verse 16. Same book, same context, same group of people to which he was to go and see. And he went to see them and taught of them about the way that they had remission of their sins and they had been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they found themselves in the kingdom of God, and they found themselves in a unique relationship with Him. That's the way that we should go. That's the thing that we should do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and beginning at verse 17, Paul teaches that if we're in Christ, we are new in Him. We're new creatures. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. This simply means that a new relationship is now a part of our motives, our purposes, our desires, and see that we engage in a new activity as we are in the kingdom of His dear Son. Paul tells us in Romans 6 at verse 4 that we are raised from the grave of baptism to walk in newness of life. Newness of life. And look at the parallel passage in Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4 where Paul told them that if we were raised from baptism with Christ, we are to seek those things above and not set our affections on the things that are upon the earth. As a consequence of this, we have the new birth and a new way of life and a new great hope in the Lord. When you and I find ourselves in that relationship with the Lord, we rejoice. We should rejoice. We should be wonderfully blessed to see that we as new people, a new man, being in Christ, putting on the old things, putting off the old things, and putting on the new man, which is in Christ Jesus. When we completely surrender to Christ, we're finding a new way to live. In Romans 6, verses 15 through 22, we read this again, that being born again and becoming a new creature means that we completely surrender our lives to the control of Christ Jesus the Lord. Before this new birth, we were servants of Satan. We were under his control. We were foolishly living in life and foolishly serving in life our own purposes and our own ideals. But we emphasize this, to surrender to the Lord completely, to give over to Him and His way, means that we are in this new birth, that we find ourselves hopeful in Him, and that even every thought and every imagination will be brought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. It is the case that you and I find a new way of life to live, a new way of life to embrace and to enjoy, a new way of life to be in the service of the Lord. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15 that the church is the family of God. It's the house of God. And he says, this new birth brought you into the family of God. Since this church is the family of God, it follows that the new birth brought you into the church that Christ built. Therefore, we find ourselves concluding that the new birth brings one into the relationship with the Lord in His church and in His kingdom as well. There's no such thing as being born of water and the Spirit and remaining outside the church, because we find ourselves in a unique relationship, a distinct relationship with the Lord, as we're baptized into the death of Christ and raised to walk in newness of life. In the denominational world at large, we find the average individual finding himself in a conceived word that has been given to him, a word about prayer. A word about commonly called the sinner's prayer. How he is to pray about the Lord and pray about the Lord receiving him and being sure that that is the case in life. But no one did that in the New Testament. To find this man in Acts chapter 8, finding himself in the family of God because he wanted to be, simply because he prayed about it, is not the case. And any other examples of conversion in the New Testament of the Bible, we do not find anyone obeying the gospel of the Lord afterwards or not with it at all. We find the person choosing to go and not join a denomination on earth, but to be added by the Lord to His church day by day, those that were being saved. Acts 2, verse 47. When you and I find a new way of life to live, we find a new character in our heart to serve. Look what he said there in this regard in John 3:3-5. Except you're born anew, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Notice what he said. Except one be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, he said in John 3 at verse 5. And so according to this statement and God's relationship with him, he finds a new way of life, serving God, praying with God from day to day, how he fails him in life, and how that the Lord has offered to forgive him and cleanse him from all unrighteousness. We find this again in the pages of the Bible in 3 John, in reference to this matter, we find the blessing of the Lord in prayer. And the Christian, the person who is serving the Lord, the person who is obeying the Lord, is finding himself in prayer to be forgiven by the Lord. How the Lord will forgive him and cleanse him from all unrighteousness. The unrighteous things are things that we think about, things that we plan to do, the ways that we plan to get away with the sins that we do. Those unrighteous thoughts and ideals that we have in mind, he says, I will forgive you of your sins, and I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Unrighteous thinking that you do, unrighteous deeds that you do, unrighteous planning that you do, unrighteous ways that you live, you'll find yourself enjoying a relationship with the Lord because you are born new and you are a person who is serving the Lord as you entered His kingdom with that birth, and you prove to God that He is your Father in heaven and that you realize that He will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What a blessing it is to be in that unique relationship with the Lord. A unique relationship with which we please the Lord, and a unique relationship with which we enjoy the relationship with the Lord. That's what He promised to give us, and that's what He promised for us to have. and we can enjoy that new way of life. When we have the character of this new birth in our bodies, in our lives, we do not find ourselves enjoying sin. When we realize that sin has come upon us, sin is a part of our lives that we're choosing to do, it is not right with us. We want to repent of it. We want to turn away from it. We want to confess it to the Lord that we are sorry for the way that we've lived, the way that we've done. And when we do that, we find that He promises us that He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness has led us to sin. Unrighteousness has led us to do what we do. And we have peace now. We have a joy in the Lord. And as a result, we find ourselves rejoicing in that way of life. What about your way of life today? Are you rejoicing in your way of life? In Revelation chapter 7, verse 10, he mentions that they were singing in heaven. They were singing, and as they sang, "Salvation unto our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." When the question is raised in regard to the identity that we have here in Revelation 7 at verse 10, that the Lord is on His throne, and that unto His Lamb He sitteth, and He has salvation that is offered to people, we find ourselves denying sin, rejecting the ways of sin, finding ourselves hoping that we can be beyond the ways of sin. That's what we do. We find ourselves thinking about what's right and what's wrong, and as a result, we're ashamed to do what's wrong. We find ourselves uniquely related with the Lord, following His right way as we live. Are you living that way today with a hope in the Lord and with a prayer on your lips to be forgiven of sins that you've done since you were born into the family of God? Since you were born into the family of God, you were made new. And now then you have a new look at what sin is and what sin will do for you as you live in life. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate your time and your study with us every Sunday morning. And I am Robert Rawson. I preach for the Crockett Church of Christ, located some west of Senatobia, about 7 miles from the interstate there, on Highway 4, west of Senatobia. Look to the left as you get out that way, and you'll see the big sign for the Crockett Church of Christ that meets at 9:30 this morning for Bible class, and 10:30 for its worship service, and 6 o'clock this evening for the evening service for those who didn't get to attend this morning. We sure thank you for your time today and trust that this study about the new birth and the new way of life has made a hit with your heart today. This is Robert Rawson speaking.